Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to this episode of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those that don't know, The Great Deep podcast series is essentially an extension or further exploration of the songs and some of the themes in songs and what they're about. And in this episode, we are asking the question, how do you see the world? Now, that might sound like a bit of a strange question, but whether you've got a funny answer or a serious answer, we'd invite you to put those in the comments under the podcast or drop us an email or social media. We'd like to hear your views. This question for me is quite a key one in terms of The Great Deep, because it's all about worldview and values. Perspective is a wonderful thing. You know, sometimes in our day-to-day life, things get dreary, life gets a little bit mundane, but being offered a different point of view helps us in how we live out our time on earth. I was chatting to a friend the other day who was saying that just having someone else's perspective on the situation helped them feel less anxious and uptight about life. On that note, a key point in how we see the world really depends on voices we listen to. So a good question to precede today's question is perhaps what voices are in your head, and subsequently, how do you see the world? There's a proverb that says, bad company corrupts good character. But the opposite is true as well. Good company compels good character. When you have people around you who inspire you to be better, who talk positively, who act nobly, you automatically have a different outlook on things. I've blogged about Toby Mac before, but he has often referenced the need to surround yourself with people that are in pursuit of life better than you are. He's got a song called Speak Life, and in interviews about the song he has referenced Abba's Child, where the author talks about, in every human encounter we either give life or we drain it. There is no neutral exchange. Realizing that there are many opportunities to be grateful and thankful all the way through any given day is probably something that we need to be reminded of. A friend of mine who is a pastor related the story of how in his mid-20s he became severely depressed. And after a long time, the thing that helped lift that depression was a scripture that he read in Philippians 4. It says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. That is a key phrase there, that thanksgiving. Because the peace arrived following the thankfulness. So it's almost as if as you lift your head and your eyes, heaven sends the rain. I teach children during the week and various different things. Often they'll ask what they're going to do in a lesson, and if you confirm what they expect and you say, now we're going to have fun, the response and the enthusiasm with which little children respond is something which speaks to me every single day of just being grateful for the moments in life, which sometimes we think are mundane, but actually there's a lot to be grateful for. And it is this idea that is the central theme in the song Colorful World. I'm sure that you will be able to hear that summer is the inspiration for this song, and all you really need is three chords and a melody. It's an upbeat song, and it's meant for starting the day off in the right frame of mind.
The lyrics.
The inspiration for the song for me was really from the early days of parenthood, and our children grew up on weekends. We would spend time out at a farm with the folks, and just watching them exploring the environment around them with wide-eyed wonder. And South Africa is wonderful that way because of the vast open spaces and the climate and the culture of outdoors. But just watching children in that space opened my eyes to see there's much to celebrate and to be grateful for here.
Nugget of wisdom.
This is a story that's been around for a while, but it really has to do with perspective and seeing things in a certain way. It goes like this. Once upon a time, there was a man who was sleeping at night in his cabin when suddenly his room filled with light and the Savior appeared. The Lord told the man he had work for him to do and showed him a large rock in front of his cabin. The Lord explained that the man was to push against the rock with all his might. This the man did, day after day. For many years he toiled from sun up to sundown, his shoulders set squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock, pushing with all his might. Each night the man returned to his cabin sore and worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Seeing that the man was showing signs of discouragement, Satan decided to enter the picture, placing thoughts into the man's mind, such as, "You have been pushing against that rock for a long time and it hasn't budged. Why kill yourself over this? You are never going to move it." Thus giving the man the impression that the task was impossible and that he was a failure. These thoughts discouraged and disheartened the man even more. "Why kill myself over this?" he thought. "I'll just put in my time, giving just the minimum of effort, and that will be good enough." And that he planned to do until one day he decided to make it a matter of prayer and take his troubled thoughts to the Lord. "Lord," he said, "I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked. Yet after all this time, I have not even budged that rock a half a millimeter. What is wrong? Why am I failing?" To this, the Lord responded compassionately. "My child, when long ago I asked you to serve me and you accepted, I told you that your task was to push against the rock with all your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expected you to move it. Your task was to push. And now you come to me, your strength spent, thinking you have failed. But is that really so? Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled, your back sinewed and brown, your hands are calloused from constant pressure, and your legs have become massive and hard. Through opposition you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. Yet you haven't moved the rock, but your calling was to be obedient, and to push and to exercise your faith and trust in my wisdom. This you have done. I, my child, will now move the rock. So, speaking of not doubting yourself, there's a brilliant section in the movie Bolt.
This episode's movie quote.
This episode's movie's quits.
Quote.
Quote.
Say quote.
Quote.
Okay, try it again.
This episode movie's quote.
The film's plot centers on a white dog named Bolt, who, having spent his entire life on the set of a television series, thinks he has superpowers. When he believes that his human, Penny, has been kidnapped, he sets out on a cross-country journey to rescue her, and along the way he meets various characters, including a hamster named Rhino. And he has one of the most immortal funny lines in the movie ever. So we pick up the conversation here between Bolt and Rhino.
I can't do it.
What did you say?
I can't.
What? Who are you?
Rhino, you just don't
you
know.
You are Bolt!
But I'm not.
Who single-handedly destroyed the Green-Eyed Man's undersea labs?
Me, but...
And who foiled his plan to infiltrate the Olympics with gymnastics cyborgs? Who, Bolt? Who? Oh!
Me, but none of them...
You! You can, Bolt. Because all over this planet, there are animals who feel like they can't. Like a little hamster who once spent his days in an RV park, dreaming of the day when he, too, would save a little girl from danger and be told, "You did it. You did it, Rhino. You saved the day." They need a hero, Bolt. Someone who, no matter what the odds, will do what's right. They need a hero to tell them that sometimes the impossible can become possible if you're awesome!
I just love that. Okay, well, that's about it for this edition of the podcast. And as usual, don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. What are your perspectives on the world, or how do you see it, or how do you start your day, and what are the things that help you keep perspective in your life? We'd love to hear from you. And for more insights on this project, we recommend that you go straight to the source, which is ryancalder.co.za. Until next time, keep pondering the great deep. Thank you.